Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show that focuses on people and organizations making a difference in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us right now is the Managing Director of Envision Dallas, Mr. David Stupe. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, yeah. We've talked to you a few months ago, and for those who are not familiar with Envision Dallas is a company, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in North Texas. And I'm glad to have you on because you guys just received some amazing news from the Maybe Foundation.
Yeah, this has been a great season. I think when we last talked, Chris, we were sharing with your listeners that we had just launched a capital campaign and had a great opportunity from our friends at the LC Industries Foundation to fund a $6 million lead gift, and that catalyzed us to be able to work with the Maybe Foundation, and the Maybe Foundation just awarded us a $2 million challenge grant.
Wow.
Which is a great opportunity for us.
So explain what the grant does, and then we'll talk about what Envision does for people who are blind or visually impaired.
Absolutely. So the Maybe Foundation's a tremendously generous supporter, and they're funding a part of our capital campaign to renovate our new facility as we move to Farmers Branch next year. So as the challenge grant goes, they've presented us an opportunity to receive $2 million from them if we're able to raise the balance of our capital campaign in the next 12 months. So we've got till next October to raise another $6.5 million, which will then catalyze the $2 million gift from the Maybe Foundation.
This is fantastic news. When we talked a few months ago about Envision, it was letting people know the opportunity that's there for a segment of the population that people don't really think about. They're kind of overlooked. People who are blind or legally visually impaired. And you're providing jobs and opportunity, but more importantly, inspiration. Can you talk about some of the things that you offer for those who are legally blind and visually impaired?
Yeah, absolutely. So most people that I engage with before they come in and tour Envision Dallas and get a chance to see what we're doing, most folks have never met someone who's blind or visually impaired and never really have talked with someone or been able to engage in life with someone. And so when they come in and see that we're manufacturing and we're doing everything from permanent highlighter and dry erase markers to award binders for the military and private sources, mm-hmm. and to be able to see folks have meaningful work and meaningful opportunities, good paying jobs, and it's all done, 75% of our people on our team are blind or visually impaired. So they'll be able to make products for, you know, our government and for private entities and have that life purpose is amazing. And one of the reasons we're relocating is we just run out of space, right?
There's a good problem to have.
A great problem to have, right? You know, Chris, there's 150,000 people in North Texas who are blind or visually impaired, and 70% of them are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're trying to do is really change those numbers. You know, outside of what we've already talked about, we're incredibly excited that we've just signed a new contract with the United States military to provide combat uniform trousers.
Look out.
So this one contract will create jobs for 50 more people who are blind or visually impaired over the next several years. So, you know, to be able to support our warfighter and the men and women who defend our freedom, it means a lot to our people. It gives them a tremendous sense of purpose. And, you know, we're changing that tide from unemployment to opportunity.
Could you talk about how you guys were able to secure that contract with the military? Because literally that is something that's everybody should be proud about. But I know it took either them learning about you guys or you guys approaching them. And how long did it take? I was hoping you might be able to pull back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah, so this has been about an 18-month process to be able to get this contract. And, yeah, there was a lot of ups and downs through the journey, but we stayed focused on, you know, the job creation potential here. And so as an organization that employs people who are blind or vision impaired, we're part of National Industries for the Blind. Mm-hmm. And so we work with their team there to work on different contracting opportunities. And our partners there have been steadfast in their attempts to help us bring more work here. And so we started this middle of 2021 and have been just kind of working towards that. We have, great partners through the Ability One Commission and Defense Logistics Agency who all believed in our capabilities and capacity here and know that our team creates a quality product. And so we work through all the contracting processes and everything it takes to get to, these extensive contracts. And so, yeah, 18 months, man. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. I know everybody was happy and thrilled and excited. When you broke the news to everyone, what was it like? I know it was a celebration.
Yeah, we dubbed it Trouser Month. And so
I love it.
Full month of celebration. Team all has Trouser Month t-shirts to celebrate. And a lot of hard work goes into that. And I think there's a sweet relief. But on the flip side of that, we all know that the real hard work starts now.
Yes.
Right? The contracting is one part, but the execution is another thing. And so we're in the process right now of training operators and, you know, building up that capacity. We'll start production here in the early spring. And so now the real work starts.
So tell everybody again how Envision came to Dallas. I know about your story coming to Dallas, but how Envision got here and how it started and what was the size of the staff and what was the dream?
Yeah, so in the early 1930s, actually in Dallas here, the Dallas Lighthouse for the Blind was formed. And, you know, for about 75 years, 80 years, was doing the best it could. And, you know, just had some struggles, right, mm-hmm. throughout the early 2000s and going into the teens there. Just had some bad luck, bad things, right? And it's unfortunate when the economy turns and there just wasn't much of a path forward. Envision, which is headquartered in Wichita, Kansas, saw what was happening here and realized there was this opportunity both for employment as well as services for people who are blind or visually impaired. And we had have very strong leadership, a great CEO, a wonderful board who understood the opportunity here and said, you know, we think we can come in and bring our disciplines and systems and processes to the Dallas Lighthouse of the Blind, make it part of the Envision family. And so that acquisition happened in May of 2018. And we're incredibly proud of where we've come since then. You know, in 4 years, we've been able to, you know, double the size of our budget, create jobs for, we already have created jobs for 50 more people who are blind or visually impaired. So we went from about 95 to almost 150. Mm-hmm. We'll create another 50 more with this Trouser contract. And so by almost every single metric, this has been a very great endeavor. But we're not done, right? We're not finished as there's still people who need jobs and need services. We're not going to rest until every person who's blind or vision impaired has the employment opportunities they need and access to services that they need to change their lives.
Before we talk about some of the staff and some of the people who were involved, I loved your story too. You came here from Kansas, right? Or Kansas City? Was it Kansas or Wichita?
I came here from Wichita, Kansas.
Right. And then you explaining why this was like a purpose for you.
Yeah. So, my whole life I had worked with folks that had special needs or had other disabilities. And, I have a daughter myself who has special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And as I come to work and I work with my team here, you know, my hope is that every single person that is on our team is working hard to create jobs and create opportunity for people. Because I hope there's people that in her space that are operating just as hard. And so I know what it's like to raise a child who has, challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And whose future isn't going to be the typical trajectory and is going to need, you know, supports and is going to need employment opportunities that are, you know, maybe not mainstream. And so to be a part of that for folks who are blind or vision impaired, it's exciting and motivating to me.
And, you know, I think a lot of people who are either visually impaired or legally blind, they know they can do some of the same jobs that everyone else can do. It's just that they can't see. And can you talk about how when you guys provide this opportunity, it's life-changing for a lot of them?
Absolutely life-changing. So we talked a lot about our manufacturing. We also run a call center. And, you know, we've got
That's right.
about 35 people in there that are blind or visually impaired, along with a few sighted folks. And so they're running through, you know, different computer programs, are able to navigate a computer screen, a phone system, just as well, if not better, than someone who is typically sighted. And so we have a young man on our team, Josh, who, you know, recently got promoted into a sales role. And, you know, every single day he's hitting his, you know, first couple weeks of training, hitting a new sale. And, you know, he's texting me, I'm doing a job that no one thought a individual who's blind could do. And so just to see that pride in him and to know that he's overcoming those odds and obstacles, you know, reminds me of my good friend, Blake Lindsay here, who's on my team. He's our outreach manager. He's actually blind himself and great career in the radio industry, then came to work for Envision. He just wrote a book. It's going to come out in December called Overcoming Obstacles. And it's a business and leadership book about how we can all apply the principles to ourselves and to our leadership of, hey, we all got something to overcome. He might say, I have to overcome blindness. You know, Chris, you and I have some other things we need to overcome. And it's all the same. We're all just trying to strive, make the world a better place, provide for ourselves and our family.
And you know what? It's also amazing, and I think you talked about this as well. Those who get the opportunity to have a full-time job who are legally blind, they appreciate the opportunity more so, and therefore there's very little job turnover. They're not quitting their jobs necessarily. They appreciate their job, and they're giving you greater productivity most of the time, right?
Yeah, we're running it's a lot different, right? A lot of my friends who are running companies and businesses are talking about the great resignation.
Yes.
You hear about it on TV and the radio all the time. And, you know, our folks are committed and dedicated and engaged, and you know, it speaks to them as employees, their character, and coming in and saying, hey, I found a job, I found a place where I can make a difference. I think it speaks to our culture as well, that people find community, right? And they find like-minded individuals who are similar to them that are, you know, in the same situation. They're not different. They're part of a team that's just like them, and they make friendships and relationships, and it's incredibly impactful.
And you know what else? I've always talked to, when I speak to kids at schools, I always talk about the difference between careers and jobs. Job, you just get paid. Career, you enjoy what you do. The people at Envision, they enjoy what they do. So these are career opportunities for them, and that's why they love what they do.
Yeah, you know, I'd encourage, Chris, you know, any of your listeners to schedule a tour and come in and see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you meet our employees, and you know, we're doing manufacturing, we're running call centers. Those aren't jobs that are typically thought of as exciting or maybe you know, highly joyful jobs.
Right.
But there's an energy and an excitement here of our employees, and they're happy, and so that's a barometer on our team as we're walking through, and you can feel it, right? It's noticeable how much joy our people have, and it's fun.
We're talking with Davis Toupe. He's the managing director of Envision Dallas. And, you know, I can't say it enough about people who enjoy what they do. It's like you said, there's an energy in the room. And more importantly, they care. Unlike, okay, I'm punching in a clock 9 to 5 or I'm working at, you know, some fast food place and I really don't care. They really care about what they do. So therefore, the work that they create, and a lot of them are being creative because, you know, if you're making trousers or whatever you're making, that's their signature on it. That's their name. That's their they have some dignity about the quality of the work that they do. Can you talk about that as well? Because, I mean, they really, really do enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And so if you think about the products we make, right, combat uniform trousers, pouches for the United States military, you know, safety gear for the state of Texas, these are things that can't fail, right?
Yeah.
They have to be perfect. And so, you know, we tell folks that our standard of quality is perfection, right? We're never going to put a warfighter in danger because our product didn't work. And so we take a tremendous amount of pride in that, and our team does. And so you can tell how every single person is just coming to work wanting to create a quality product, wanting to make sure that the end user knows that, hey, just because this is made by someone who's blind or visually impaired doesn't mean it's less quality.
Mm-hmm. So I know I mentioned that there's not a lot of turnover because people enjoy what they do. Can you talk about some of the people who've worked there for years?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got every year we do an annual celebration with our team. And one of the things that we do is celebrate, you know, years of service. And so we've got folks on our team like Lisa Dixon, who is making eyeglass cases for the United States Air Force, been here, you know, 35 years.
Wow.
And so she's as fast, if not faster now than she was when she started. My good friend Jetty, is on that same line, 27 years on the team. And he, you know, he jokes about how he's made 13 million eyeglass cases
yeah,
it's amazing. Right. And so, you know, you get to see that, and you get to see some of these veterans who have just been here and, you know the ups and downs. And, you know, I think we had one person who celebrated 40, one person who celebrated 35 years in last year. And it's amazing to think about what they do and their passion. And at the same time, we've got folks that have been here, you know, couple three months, who, as we create more opportunities, are bringing them in. I think my friend Gabby, who came to us, and Chris, this is a could have been a tragic story, right? She was living in Detroit and was walking home from work, and someone threw battery acid on her face.
Oh no.
Burned her eyes off, completely lost her sight. And here's someone who has every reason to be unhappy, every reason to be mad at the world. And Gabby comes in, and she's got this joy and this spirit that elevates everyone around her. And so despite what has happened to her and what could have been a very, very tragic situation, she's taken that. You know, she mentors other people who have gone through tragic situations. She, you know, continues to serve in her church and speaks at different events and engagements. And then is here on her day job making award binders for the men and women in our military.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just a true inspiration to all of us.
So you mentioned the tour and the fact that people can sign up and possibly get a tour of Envision. Can you talk about the facilities themselves? Because you're actually moving into a bigger facility in Farmers Branch that's not quite ready yet. But what you have right now, I'm sure it's a unique situation because you have people who are visually impaired or legally blind. And so there's got to be better than just the regular break room or the regular lunch counter or you know, where you're working on your projects.
Yeah.
Paint some pictures for us.
So we try to tailor everything we can to meet the needs of the people that we serve and that we work with. And so, you know, more, you know, where you typically have a vending machine,
mm-hmm.
We have an automated system that speaks to you, right?
Are you saying so you got Alexa?
it's Alexa meets self-checkout, right?
There you go, yeah.
and we'll walk you through all of that. Our machinery has jigs and fixtures that are made up so that someone who can't see
mm-hmm.
can be able to feel through it. And so, you know, we talked a lot about our manufacturing. You know, like I said, in our call center, our team runs a program called JAWS, which stands for Job Access with Speech. So this is a program that will read a screen to you. So my call center agents have, you know, the headset on. In one ear is this screen reader that's reading, you know, fast every
right.
single thing on your screen,
all the words,
and on the other ear they have a customer and or a client. And so that's amazing. And our services team here, because outside of employment opportunities, we do services. Mm-hmm. You know, they're working on orientation and mobility and on occupational therapy and our low vision clinic, assistive technology. And all that stuff is expanding too. So in our new space, we just bought a 210,000 square foot facility in Farmers Branch. We'll have all the wonderful things we just talked about. But we're excited to launch a couple of really new, creative, I think innovative things that are going to impact this community. We're launching what we're calling the Envision Child Development Center.
Oh, look out.
This is made possible by our good friends, Kathy Hudson and Bill Hudson. Mm-hmm. So we'll have the Child Development Center, which is going to have typically sighted and blind kids coalesced in a program from birth to five that will be, you know, a STEAM-based curriculum to help students learn. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great opportunity for kids who are blind to be able to partner and work with kids who are typically sighted. And, you know, they both sets of kids learn and learn new things. The blind kids go to school and they have a friend who's sighted. Mm-hmm. And they're not the kid who's maybe separated or, mm-hmm. you know, alone or getting bullied. And the typically sighted kid, they learn, you know, different compassion and different set of values as you're working with kids who might not be the same as you. The other thing we're launching in our new space is our Workforce Innovation Center. So, you know, we're proud of the jobs that we create here. We're proud of the opportunities we create here, but we also are very excited to prepare people for jobs outside of here. We know that there is tremendous job growth in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And while we want to create an opportunity where folks want to come and work for us, we also want to create an opportunity for people who are blind or visually impaired who want to work maybe in a different setting.
Sure.
And so partnering with, you know, our community here to create, you know, good paying knowledge-based jobs that we'll train people for. We're incredibly excited about that.
It is so exciting just to hear all these different developments and to think about, you know, how you're able to help a whole segment of the population, you know, enjoy what they do for a living and have some inspiration and have an opportunity and have a place to work. I'm just blown away by it all. And I'm going to just ask naive questions because no such thing as a dumb question. So is there a space with Envision Dallas for those who have to have animals, you know, the dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a number of our team that will have a service animal with them. And mm-hmm. so we create spaces, whether in their workstation or underneath their desk. So there's a safe place for their service animal to be. And, you know, it's always great in the afternoons, you know, when they're coming out to be able to go see some of the dogs, and, they've certainly become part of the team and part of the family.
You know, service animals, I learned a lot about service animals, especially during the pandemic, because they do a lot for just your own mental wellness, whether you're blind or not. Sometimes animals just help things be more relaxed, especially around the house or especially on the job. And so I just love the fact that you have that capability as well. It seems like a natural anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, they're working too, right?
Yeah.
So they have a job and when they're on their break, they're having just as much fun as everyone else's. And so it definitely lifts the spirit of folks to be able to engage with them. So, yeah, I love it.
I'm also fascinated about the technology. It seems like every day there's greater and greater technology, and now you're explaining all the different technologies you guys use. What are some of the things there? I mean, you mentioned the voice in one ear on the headphones and the customer or the client on the other ear. Can you talk about some of the other things tech-wise that have been blowing your mind about what you guys use or have access to, or you mentioned stuff that's coming? I mean, because this is all fascinating, because people, the bounds of technology just blows everybody's mind.
Yeah, it's amazing. So when you come to Envision Dallas, the first person you greet to is Sam, and he's our director of first impressions, and Sam is the best dressed guy in Dallas, and not just at Envision, but in all of Dallas.
Look out.
And Sam's blind, totally blind. And so he has apps on his phone that will tell him, you know, if his shirt matches his tie and if his tie's not straight. And if he's looking good. And
Sam's balling.
yeah, I mean, if you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right? And he puts me to shame most days, and he's sure to tell everyone who comes in that. But, you know, that's just amazing. I've got guys on my team that will tell you if there was ever a time to be blind, it's now because of the advent of technology and what you can do. You know, our folks, overwhelming majority of them get to work using Uber, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to have that access to be able to call a car at any time and to navigate through the city, you know, there's programs that, you know, will help people with, you know, even just I'm at the doctor's office. I don't know how to read this form. And they can engage through an app with, HIPAA compliant mm-hmm. specialist on the other end that will help them with, you know, reading medical forms. And so it doesn't have to be an isolating situation anymore, that you can experience, you know, the joys of life, even if you're blind or visually impaired. As I said, my friend Blake, mm-hmm. You know, outside of working here, he does this really cool thing with the Nasher Sculpture Center, right?
Yeah.
And so he is a
beautiful.
He's a tour guide. So he's fully blind, and he's helping other people who are blind understand the sculpture. So he explains all of them to them. So you can go to Nasher
kids out there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous. Did you get the Blake tour guide special when you were there?
No, I wish I had. I mean, because because all the different sculptures, they're shaped so differently, and it's outside and it's inside and outside. And my kids just totally enjoyed it. But next time, we're going to have Blake do the tour.
And so, yeah, you can, through their technology there, have him navigating and explaining all the different sculptures from the perspective of someone who's blind. And it's truly amazing.
You know, I'm just bringing this up because you're making my mind whirl. You know, about 20 years ago, I got a chance to meet Stevie Wonder. And it was in a very casual setting. So I was asking him a lot of questions because it turned out that we had mutual friends. And I asked him, like, okay, you know, people keep saying that you can drive. And he said, oh, I could drive if I wanted to. And I was like, if you wanted to. And he just started laughing. And he was like, oh, I'm serious. If I wanted to, I could drive. I'm sure there's somebody on your staff that swears they could drive.
I've got a guy on my team who's driven a motorcycle. he had his friend kind of map out the space. If you drive straight here mm-hmm. for this number of yards, you're going to be okay. So hopped on the motorcycle fully blind and, made it safely.
That is amazing. I swear to God, I enjoy the all the different stories, and especially with the technology nowadays. Now, can you talk about some of the age groups and, you know, the male to female dynamic, how many women work there, how many men work there? You don't have to give me the exact numbers, but I'm just trying to paint pictures of the kind of staff that you have because everybody's so engaged.
Yeah, it's a pretty even split demographically, male to female, and, across different age groups. So, you know, probably roughly 50% of our people are born blind and mm-hmm. 50% of the people lose their sight later in life. And so we've got, you know, some folks that were, in careers and they lost their sight and then came here looking for opportunity. So they may be, you know, a little bit older, further along in their career, and some folks that are younger in their career that, you know, they graduated college and want an opportunity. So they're coming here and on our team. And so, you know, it's a very diverse mix, across almost every spectrum.
That is fantastic. Now, if someone wanted to work at Envision Dallas, what's the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So, with all this job creation, there's plenty of opportunities here. So best way to do it is to go on our website, envisionus.com, and it's got all of our job opportunities. And, you know, we've got an amazing and talented team that can help people through, you know, orientation, mobility. How do you get trained on these things? You know, different equipment, devices. And so we specialize in that. And our goal is to create jobs for people at every skill level. And so we're passionate about that. Our team's committed to that. So envisionus.com is the best place to go, whether you're looking for a job or you're looking to schedule a tour. Both of those would be great things you can find on our website.
Dave, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and congratulations again on the $2 million Maybe Foundation Challenge Grant. That is exciting.
Thank you very much, and hey, look forward to talking to you again soon.
And I promise you, I'm going to go out for a tour, and you and I are going to go to lunch. Promise you that.
Let's do it.
All right, that's David Stupay. He is the Managing Director of Envision Dallas. Joining us right now is my good friend Amy Reiser. She's the Regional Director of the Fort Worth Better Business Bureau. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. It's always a pleasure to talk to you because everyone wants to know what's going on out there as far as, scams. There's all kinds of topics, but especially we're going into the holidays. Veterans Day weekend, this weekend, and people are wondering about military people being targeted. Can you talk about some of the scams? And also, I heard that you guys have a new scam tracker on the website.
We do. So lots of good stuff going on. So we'll start with Veterans Day just because it's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the people that have served and protected, and we owe them that as well.
Yeah, salute.
So first of all, if you know a veteran-owned business, go support them, definitely. But we need to bring awareness to the amount of scams that are targeted at our military consumers. Unfortunately, they're often a target, often because maybe they are not at home. They're serving somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then access to their monies and romance scams are big because, you know, they're, again, somewhere else. And
you know what? I didn't even think about that, but you're right. I always think about those love letters and letters. But nowadays, you can really do some scamming with apps and emails.
Yes, absolutely. And so, unfortunately, our veterans are a target for that. So keep an eye out. Take care of them. Watch out for them. and just be aware of scams that might be directed toward them.
And their families, because like you said, they may be overseas or they may be, you know, out of state, but their families are here. And then there's all kinds of people pretending that they've got something to take care of a vet or a current officer or a current soldier.
Absolutely. So let's be aware and protect them as well.
So let's talk about this scam tracker that you've added to the website. Mm-hmm. How does that work? And give us some details on that.
So scam tracker is a feature that we've had on our website for many, many, many years. And that allows us to keep track of what's being reported.
Mm-hmm.
And so consumers can report in what has happened. Or you can look on there to see what's been reported. And you can look at in your specific neighborhood or zoom out and look at trends across the country. And so it's really important for us that when somebody has something happen, they report that into Scam Tracker. A lot of times people don't report. They're embarrassed, possibly, or they think, if it just happened to me, it's not a big deal. But the more information we have, the more we can inform the public and let them know exactly what's going on. So it has had a facelift. So bbb.org/scam tracker. We also have new partners, and that's Amazon and Capital One.
Oh, okay.
Because they also want to protect their consumers. We see a lot of, you know, credit card fraud. We see merchandise fraud. So they're very excited to partner with us to start really diving into that information to see what we can do to prevent scams.
There's a scam that seems to be going around because I get this phone call or I get a letter in the mail about this, and sometimes I'll even get a text. It's like car insurance. It's like, hey, what's going on with your car? Or we've got your car insurance might be up. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm already got my car insurance, or not your car insurance, your vehicle warranties. The warranties, that's what I meant. Your car warranties. Have you heard a lot of complaints about people scamming people with warranty information?
Absolutely. That is a very popular one right now. You know, it's phishing, basically. They're trying to lure you, get some information from you, get you talking so that then they can, you know, move in and take advantage of the situation. your insurance and your warranties are something that you set up, so nobody should be reaching out to you. You should be setting up those services, and a lot of times that's going to happen at the dealership when you purchase the car. You're going to talk with your insurance agent. So anytime someone's approaching you, just automatically kind of turn on that caution.
Yeah.
To see if, are they asking you for too much personal information, and don't share that with them.
Yeah, I've told that to my mother-in-law, because sometimes she'll fall for stuff. Fortunately, she has not been scammed, but she'll say, what is this? Because when you say, like, warranty, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. all these alerts go off in her head about, oh, I got to be careful because it's a warranty and I don't want it to expire. I got to make sure I take care. Yes. No. Don't just ignore that part.
Yes.
So, go ahead.
I said it before. I'll say it again. If you don't know the number, if it's calling or texting you, don't respond. Don't answer.
Exactly. That's what I've told her. I said, I do not answer the phone if I don't recognize the number. If the number is mm-hmm. not a name that I see and I know. And by the way, I do have on my phone, I don't know if you have it on your phone, Amy, but I'm sure a lot of people who listen, my phone will say, looks like a scam. It'll say scam alert or scam.
Likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So be careful about those. How do they get some of your numbers?
Oh, our numbers are being shared and sold all the time.
That's right. They sell them. That's right. They bundle them.
Yes. And what happens, too, is this is why we say don't answer the phone, is that when they call, a lot of times it's just a computer.
Yes.
Generating those calls.
That's right.
But when they get somebody that picks up, they know, ooh, this is a valid number. This is somebody on the other end. And so they know that that goes into the viable pile of numbers that they can share and sell. And that's really what they're after when they're doing that. They want somebody to pick up.
People don't even think about it like that. I mean, in all seriousness, mm-hmm. there are computers out there that just create numbers and they just try them. And then they, mm-hmm. like I said, they store the ones. It's not even a robocall. Robocalls are a whole nother thing, but those computers, mm-hmm. once they get your information, put it like this, if you're not buying something, then if you're not buying the product, you are the product. Am I wrong?
Exactly right. Absolutely. That's a great way to look at it.
So, okay, we've talked about, you know, the warranties. We've talked about computers phishing on your phone numbers and texts, and you get these random texts out of nowhere. But what about the gift card scams? Because we're getting towards the holidays anyway, and a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, that's their way of giving people a gift is a gift card. But I've mm-hmm. heard about people using gift cards to try to pay people with them. Can you talk about some of those gift card scams?
Absolutely. So gift cards have gained in popularity. It's a way somebody can get a gift that they actually want instead of, you know, the sweater that you knitted.
Mm-hmm.
but it's, you know, it's convenient. But there are some cautionary things. So the first thing to know is that if anybody ever asks you to pay for something with a gift card, it's a scam.
Yeah.
They want you to go over to Walmart and get these, you know, particular brand of gift cards and send them to them. Okay, that's not how you pay your electric bill. You know?
Right.
There's got to be some connection there. Again, when you are like legitimately purchasing gift cards at a store to give as gifts, there are some things that you want to look for when you do that as well. So the first thing is you want to maybe pick a gift card that's a few in, maybe from the back. A lot of times they might look like they've been tampered with. So don't take anything that looks
careful.
Like it's been tampered with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when you purchase it, make sure you go and check with the code and the information on the back that the balance that you purchased is truly there. You may end up with, you know, a card that already got wiped out
right
after you purchased it.
Right.
Somebody already mm-hmm. had that. And then you gave the gift of nothing to your loved one. So those are things to be, you know, aware of. Again, tampering with it. If it looks like, you know, it's been moved, the cardboard, you know, and encasing it has been messed with, or if that little silver part in the back has been scratched off, that is a no-no. Don't take that and actually give it to the store and let them know, because they need to know that they've had somebody messing with their gift cards.
We're talking with Amy Reiser. She's the regional director of the Fort Worth Better Business Bureau. And I don't know if this is necessarily a scam, but it is a problem. Mm-hmm. What do you do, or have you seen trends in this where if someone, quote unquote, gets an app or does a free trial for an app, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. you don't want the app anymore, but they start charging you once a month because they got your credit card information?
Absolutely. This is really a big deal right now. And we've seen it go even further. So I'll dive into that just a little bit.
Sure. Take your time.
So what we see is that when you purchase something or maybe give a donation even mm-hmm. or anything where you signed up, really pay close attention to the check boxes.
Yeah.
Sometimes those check boxes are even already checked. And so you need to go and uncheck them because it might say, I agree to this being reoccurring, or I'm subscribing to this service.
Right.
And you only want to do this one-time purchase.
Right.
So what we've seen that has been really, really sad, in my opinion, is for political campaigns. Now, we had our election yesterday.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
hopefully past a lot of this solicitation. But what we saw was that someone would agree to give a donation to a campaign. And what would happen is it would end up being set up as a recurring donation.
Oh, my goodness.
And many times this was senior citizens, elderly mm-hmm. folks that were getting this. And sure enough, there was a checkbox that was already checked that says, give this amount once a week or give this amount daily.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
these
my
bills
goodness.
Were racking up very quickly into very, very high amounts that they were unaware of. And so this can happen with any product you purchase.
Yeah.
You might try a new vitamin that you want to try out
right.
that makes you feel better, but you're then enrolled in a monthly subscription where this vitamin is going to start showing up on your porch, you know, once a month or whatever it might be. And you've agreed to that in your purchase terms and conditions. So read those check boxes. Make sure that the information is clear and transparent about what it is that you're actually purchasing.
And they're so slick because sometimes they'll have like two or three or four or five pages worth of terms and conditions. And you just kind of scroll mm-hmm. past all of that. I would highly recommend, you tell me if I'm wrong about this. I would highly recommend, like you said, look for the check boxes or at least try to check out each paragraph or the first sentence or two of the paragraph. You know, it's like, okay,
yeah,
I can't read all of this.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of look for the check boxes and I'll look for the first couple of sentences in each paragraph to see what they're saying and what am I committing to. Because I think the other part of the equation is there's not a phone number where you can turn it off. You have to go back to the app or go back to the website and you have mm-hmm. to really do some work because they'll say, they'll say, not cancel. Do you want to pause it for a while? No, I want to cancel. No, you agree to pause if we'll be back. I mean, they make it difficult to turn it off because they want that, you know, $9 a month or whatever you committed, $14 a month. That adds up over time.
Absolutely. So another thing to do is to check ahead of time to see what other consumers unfortunately have experienced.
Yeah, do a review. Look for the review.
Yeah.
Google up a review.
See if they got taken advantage of and how.
Yeah, and I think the only thing you could do is maybe, here's what's so crazy, I guess. I know this happened with a scam, but maybe this applies to those apps and those kind of companies that do that. Maybe you can talk to your bank and have your debit or credit card changed, and that'll mm-hmm. stop it. But that's a lot of work to...
It is a hassle. It is. We do recommend when you are purchasing, especially online, to use a credit card because credit card companies are more... used to and easier with the process of stopping payment, explaining you know what has happened. And if you do that with your debit card, then a lot of times what happens is your account gets shut down and then you can't buy your gas or your groceries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So credit card, yes.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so glad we got you on the phone here because there's so many things to talk about, including like we're talking about these various scams or this time of the year where people get it taken advantage of, and you want to know what's what and what's real and what's not real and what businesses are real and all those kind of things. Can you talk a little bit about how, oh, I guess the best way to put it is, let's say you buy something that's delivered to your door. Can you talk about those kind of situations? Not, I don't know if it's necessarily Amazon or an Uber situation. Can you talk about the do's and don'ts of having home deliveries or home pickups?
Sure, sure. So one of the biggest things we're seeing right now with regard to this is Porch Pirates.
The Porch Pirates. Yes.
Yes. And so if you know you're having something delivered, you know, if it's food or something like that, you're probably at home and ready to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be things that are delivered at a different time. And so there are some safeguards that you can put in place. You certainly want to pay attention to your tracking and when your package or delivery is expected to arrive. If you have the ability to put in a doorbell camera or security cameras, those can also help to monitor the situation. Sometimes you can even get one that where you can talk to the people at your door.
Yeah.
And say, you know, thank you for the delivery, or I'm sorry, who are you? That's my package. What are you doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
you know, those are some things. And then possibly even, you know, coordinate with a family member or a neighbor to intercept the package for you so that it's not sitting there until you get home.
That's excellent advice. And that leads to this time of the year. It is November. That means Thanksgiving and Black Monday and all the different specials and sales. You gave me a hint about shopping small. What does that mean?
Yes. So traditionally there are it's a weekend of events. So there's the Black Friday sales, and those are the, you know, get up at 4 a.m. and go stand in line somewhere.
Some people do that for the adrenaline rush. Not me, but some people do.
And then Saturday is considered Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
And so what we really want to convey in this message is that, you know, these last few years have been tough for small business owners. And this is a way that we can really show up and support, you know, maybe instead of, you know, shopping for the 4 a.m. deal at the big box store, you're supporting a local business with your purchase. And I mean, things have been tight. Like, there's a chance that your purchase could make the difference between whether or not they're able to pay their electric bill.
That's true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So really think about, and those gifts can be, you know, even more special for your loved ones because, you know, it's something unique and from your local area. You are supporting a small business with the purchase. You've put some thought into it. Maybe it's not a gift card. You know, maybe it is. Maybe the small business has the gift cards. But really, we Shop Small Saturday is really important these days, especially because our small businesses need our support.
Exactly. I love the way you put that. We're talking with Amy Reiser. She is the regional director of the Fort Worth Better Business Bureau. And we mentioned Black Friday, Saturdays is small, Shop Small on Saturdays.
Cyber Monday is the next.
That's where I was going. Can you give us any tips about Cyber Money, things to watch out for, or things to encourage us about?
Absolutely. So Cyber Monday is where all the hot online deals are.
Yeah.
This is the biggest scam we've had for years is online shopping. And it happens in a number of ways, and it can be clicking a link that takes you somewhere else. We see this in social media. Legitimate businesses, you know, advertise through social media all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens sometimes when you click that link is that there's a third party able to monitor and see that path.
Right.
From where you are to where you're going. We recommend that you go directly to, you go to your, open your browser and type in the website address for the product that you're looking at. Then once you get there, you need to check a few things to make sure that it's a legitimate company. And so you want to look for their policies. You want to look at their reviews, what customers have to say about them. You want to see if there's contact information. If a website doesn't have a way to contact them, that's a big red flag that there could be an issue down the line. So do not click from your social media or games. There's a lot of games that have ads. You don't want to click from a game.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go direct to the website. Another thing that we see happen is you order a product and it's never delivered. So that's a big one as well. We also see you order something and what you receive is not the quality or what you thought you were purchasing. So a lot of times we see that in counterfeit goods as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things to be aware of. Again, it's impulse buying, certainly. Try to take that step back and take a moment to do your research.
Now, the holidays, like I said, are right around the corner. We're talking about, you know, the end of the year kind of things. Are there travel scams or travel things that you need to prepare for if you plan on traveling, say, for the holidays, whether it's by car or airplane or train or bus?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've seen travel. Again, that's an industry that has gone through a lot through the pandemic. And so you want to really take your time to, you know, how did you find out about, you know, this particular vacation or destination or hotel or any of those things? This is a great time to take some time to relax and get away, or maybe spend some time with family. And so if the deal looks too good to be true, it probably is. You
right.
know how we say.
These total packages that we got a travel package and it only costs $79.
Yes.
I wouldn't go.
Red flag right there for sure. And, you know, I don't know if I want to get on a plane that has a ticket that's too cheap.
Yeah.
It may make me feel a little unsafe. But yes, really kind of dig in and do your research and find out again what other people have said. If you're using a service, look at the service and what their customers have to say.
Always just take a step further just to be sure. Some people, I think nowadays, because we're in the world of instant gratification, that people just don't take the time to do just a little bit more research. And if you just do the research, you may not get burned.
Yes, exactly. So there's one other day during the holiday shopping season, and that is Giving Tuesday.
Ah, yes.
And Giving Tuesday is where support their different charities. You know, they're wanting to make sure that people have clothes or food through the holiday season or any number of different causes. And so where we caution here is that there are people who set up fake charities, or maybe they're doing a GoFundMe account, or the charity is not using the majority of the income they receive for the purpose that they're promoting. A lot of times they're pocketing it, or it's going to administrative fees rather than the end user. And so BVB has what's called Wise Giving, and you can just go to give.org to look up charities there to make sure that they're legitimate and good actors in the nonprofit sector.
I like the way you put that, because in all seriousness, I was just going to say, well, I guess you could go to Google and look up these charities. But at the same time, if you're going to be proactive, go to the Better Business Bureau website, because there's a list of charities that might match up with where your heart is.
Yes, and your values. We do accreditation for charities. So essentially, they become members of BBB as well. So what we look at, we have a 20-point checklist that they have to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a charity passes the BBB checklist, then they skyrocket on Charity Navigator and other charity monitoring platforms, because they know we dug deep. So you know if you find a charity that's accredited by BBB that they're good folks doing good work.
Speaking of being accredited by the BBB, I know nowadays there's this thing called the Great Resignation, or quietly quitting. Can you talk about some of the businesses that you guys have to work with that are having to either go through this, or that there's some sort of a concern there? Because there are people who say, you know what? I've been working from home since the pandemic, and I'm not going back to the office no more.
Yes, we are seeing this a lot. And one of the biggest struggles that our business owners are facing right now is finding qualified people to work. or, you know, get quality work. You said quietly quitting. That means, you know, you're still basically punching your time clock, but you're not giving it your all or your best anymore.
Yeah.
They're just doing enough. Yeah. And, you know, and that is a side effect of what the pandemic did to all of us, you mm-hmm. know, and I think we'll see for years to come that the psychological impact and, you know, being at home too much maybe wasn't a good thing. And so we really want people to be honest about who they are when they're applying for jobs. We want employers to recognize that the workforce just looks different now.
Yeah.
The culture is different now. And so we have to figure out as businesses how to navigate that for our business. And so that might be that you need to ramp up your efforts to recognize and appreciate your employees and, you know, give them reason to understand and know that, man, I have it good. You know, this mm-hmm. is a great place to work.
In other words, you might even want to have your business model change up a little bit where mm-hmm. you allow some people to work from home a couple of days a week, or you don't go with the same old cookie cutter model maybe.
Yes. And then that's been really hard for some businesses because, you know, a lot of businesses are like, you know, no, you're in your seat 9 to 5, 8 to 5, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Your cubicle.
You're doing your thing. Exactly. And the productivity of the person, a lot of times what we found was they were more productive when working from home because they could get on maybe at 7 a.m. before things got a little crazy, mm-hmm. or they could be on at 8 p.m. after they put their kids to bed, you know. And so having that mindset of flexibility and appreciation and culture are very important for employers to evaluate, navigate, and figure out what your future workforce is going to look like.
Can you talk about, you know, inflation has been all in the news for the last few months. Mm. And have you heard of any kind of trends for people to be looking out for over the holidays and going into the new year?
Again, do your research. So prices on things are all over the place. They're subject to change. It feels like every other day.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a supply chain issue, which has been really a huge issue for all businesses, where they couldn't get something, and then all of a sudden they have abundance of it, so they're putting it on sale.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let's slow down for a minute and mention this, because in all seriousness, I was getting some car work done a year mm-hmm. ago. And my car was literally not getting worked on for months because they just didn't mm-hmm. have access to the parts. And then, yep. like you said, now I guess the ships have come in, and that you just have to, like you said, do your research and ask how long will it take for this to get repaired, or how long will we have these products or these services? Is that what it takes? Because, again, I hear supply chain issues so much. Now I know what it's about.
Yeah, it really is. It's a domino effect. And the way that transportation works,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not necessarily, it might be that the parts can't be produced because maybe the factory is shut down because too many people are sick and can't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that continues to domino. I mean, there are so many, take a train, for example. You could lay hands on probably 10 things on your desk that were delivered by train. And so if something's happening there, those goods aren't being delivered. And so it really is a domino effect. And, you know, it's important to know when you're working with the business that the business is transparent and communicating and saying, you know, we're doing our best. This is where we are. We don't have XYZ part. We anticipate it coming at this point, and we will communicate with you as we find out the process and the progress toward getting it here.
It seems like, you know, since we're on this side of the pandemic, more and more people are actually being kinder to each other, and you get more things done that way. It's like just the little things like hello in the elevator. You know, you say hello and the next thing you know, you're getting things done. So I think that's also a helpful tip, just to actually understand what the other people are doing or what they're going through, so to speak, and and that helps you get through with the process.
Well, yes. I mean, I think you're right. I think it helped us to understand that we don't necessarily know what somebody else is going through, what their story is, what they're walking through that day. You know, did they just lose a loved one or a coworker? We don't know.
Exactly.
You know, are they struggling to pay the rent on their shop because they can't get the product in that they absolutely have to be successful? So these are things that, you know, it might be worth just taking a minute to be like, gosh, I don't know what it's like to be in their shoes.
Well,
maybe
Amy,
I should give a little grace.
Exactly. It's all about giving a little bit of grace. Amy, thank you for gracefully joining our airways again. Amy's the regional director of the Fort Worth Better Business Bureau. I'm Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, thanking you for joining us. Tune in next week as we focus on other organizations doing great things in our community right here on Better Living. So long, everybody.